Well, we talked about some of the great coaches that are going around at the moment, and there's one hovering around as the overseer at Adelaide. Eddie Betts is playing the best footy he's ever played. In fact, he's going to break his all-time record goals-wise in this season, and he joins us on the line. Eddie, welcome to the program. It's great to have you on, and you are flying.
Thanks, man. Thanks for having us.
You,
I wouldn't say flying, but we're doing all right.
You personally.
Yeah, we'll see how we go. We've still got two more games left of the regular season, so we'll see how we go.
I'll tell you how big you're going. Where you're going at the moment, Eddie. There was an official ceremony over here today, and you are now the number one Eddie everywhere, and you've taken over the mantle.
I think Eddie McGrath will be a bit bigger, wouldn't he?
I know. I think even he's conceded.
I wouldn't say that.
Eddie, it's your 250th match this weekend, and it's just been a phenomenal career. You're a good player at Carlton, but you've become an elite player at the Adelaide Crows. Talk us through how your game has changed since you got to the Adelaide Crows.
Yeah, well, as you know, I started at Carlton, and I think then on early on, I was a little fatty. Skinfolds didn't matter back then. So I've had to work on my fitness a lot. And, when I came across to Adelaide, I heard that they're a hard-running team and their pre-seasons are one of the hardest pre-seasons sides going around. And when I got here, I found that out because all they did was just run. And so, that's all I basically did was work on my fitness. Playing as a small forward pocket now is probably one of the hardest out of positions on the ground. So you've got to, you don't get a sniff every now and then, and so you got to get yourself up the ground, get a few touches, work your way back, get to the feet of the big guys. And yeah, I think that's what I've done over the last 3 years that I've been here at Adelaide.
Don Pike, one of the coaches of the season, arguably the coach of the season. How different is his game style to that of the late Phil Walsh?
Yeah, it's not that different, but it's more so about defence. You know that we've got we know how to attack, but everything over the preseason was all about defense. Support the back line, the forward, get out of the 450. So it was just mainly based around defense, and I think we've done that pretty well this year.
You still think you're coming back to Victoria and being a child teacher when you come back, Eddie? Is that still on your long term plans? I tell you what, there's a few Victorians that'd love to see you back here teaching some kids how to go about life and footy.
I think that might be on the agenda. I'll see how long we stay in Adelaide, but I think we're going to move back to we've got a couple of houses in Melbourne. So once we move back, we're going to renovate, and I'm pretty sure the kids will go to school back in Melbourne.
You must be desperate to get hold of that top two position, Eddie, because I guess to put it bluntly, you either play Sydney if it stays as it is, Sydney in Sydney, or you play Sydney at the Adelaide Oval, and there's a big difference there.
Really? I haven't really paid much attention to it. So what do we need? We need to win.
You need either Sydney to drop a game or you to win by about 200 goals over the next couple of weeks.
Yeah, if you win your showdown and then beat the West Coast Eagles last round of the season, you're a pretty good chance of finishing top two.
I hope we do that. Well, the main focus on is Port Adelaide this week. We can't look further on, so we've got to take control of what we can control, and that's Port Adelaide this week. And, it's going to be a tough game, especially with the showdown. It is. So it's always, no matter where you're on the ladder, it's always a good game.
As I said, Eddie, it's your 250th game this weekend in what's been a marvellous career. What's your number one highlight over those 250th game? It could be your best goal, your biggest, best game you've been involved with. Give us something, Eddie, that has really been a highlight for you.
Yeah, I don't know. I think probably playing in a couple of the finals with Carlton. We played against Essendon, I think it was, Lloydie. It was about 90-something thousand there. And I think the Richmond final where we finished ninth and Essendon got kicked out of the finals that year. And so we boosted ourselves into eighth and we played Richmond and we beat Richmond at the G. So it was probably those two finals because knowing the rivalry between Richmond and Carlton and Essendon and Carlton, the supporters always want their team to win, and they were such big games.
Well, maybe you'll get some better memories over the next 4 weeks or so, 5 weeks.
I'll have to say one thing in my career is playing alongside Brendan Favola. He was such a great full forward, and some of the things he would say to me before games was hilarious. Like he said to me, I think it was against Essendon, he goes, "Ed, buy a ticket," and I was like, What are you talking about, Feb? I just see the Feb show today. He came out and kicked nine, I think it was.
He's still working on radio over here, so when you come back, you might be able to have a listen in. Eddie, great to have you on the show. Always a delight to watch you play. And I tell you what, when you come back to Victoria in a couple of years' time, I think the Blues fans would like to sneak one more season out of you if they could. Thanks for your time, Eddie. Good stuff.
No, thanks, guys. Thanks for having me.
You'd want to send your kids to that school that he's teaching at,
wouldn't
you?
Well, if he can teach kids how to play like Eddie, he'd send them there just for football alone, let alone life skills. Lloyd, a lot of people are desperate to hear your...